Boy, I'm sorry we had to get this guy up from the party table. You know, he's back there with Griswold and Shaw and now Collier. Donnie says it's a great party table. Jason Ward, sorry to interrupt, but we need you up here to talk a little Columbia football. But is that the
it's
table?
All right. It's all right. I need a break from those. They're all younger than me, except for Mike.
Neither were
except
you?
For Mike.
Okay.
So.
But that's the table to be at, we are. Let's talk Columbia football, man.
Sure.
And I'm sure you've heard this question 1,000 times. Well, I'll be 1,001, but how's Brandon Coleman? Is he going to be 100%?
He's good. He's good. He's doing really well. He's, you know, the last camp that he went to over the summer was down at Walsh, and he ran a 4.6 6.40. So the straight line speed's back. He's looking good side to side. I think, you know, he's got to work through that a little bit, but you know, we'll ease him back into it. He's playing inside, outside backer. We're moving him all over the place on defense. He's chomping at the bit, man. He's got
sure.
all kinds of emotions, you know, that he's going through, and you know, he's out to prove a lot this year.
Overall, tell us about Columbia football 2018. Obviously, Brandon's return has a lot to do with it, but just your overall thoughts on this team getting back to where you're used to having them.
Yeah, he's part of an unbelievable senior class. You know, I've never had the luxury of, you know, it's very rare that I have the luxury of having more than 10 seniors, let alone 17, you know, this year at Columbia. And I'm already missing them, and I still have a season
haven't played
to,
a game yet.
To coach them. They're an awesome group of guys. They've had a great off season. They're really close knit group. They're all great leaders, you know, in their individual ways, and you know, it's just it's a special group. It really is,
Tom.
But we had two coaches up here that were 5-5 last year that we asked how they build off of that. I'm going to ask you a little bit differently, Jason. You were 5-5 last year. How do you rebound from that? Because you've gotten you and I talked a number of years ago about this. Jason and I spent some time at wrestling tournaments. He always shows up to support the Columbia kids. And we talked about him building the program and him getting his program to where every night when they step down the field, the expectation is we're going to win tonight.
Right.
His kids believe in that. And they're at that stage right now. I believe that. I watch the growth of that program. It's been real fun. Do you need to have that discussion, or does the kid just say, we know it was 5-5 last year. We're going to be back where we ought to be?
Well, I think the expectation level, you know, last year, this year, I mean, you know, these kids want to leave a legacy. You know, they want to be remembered for something special. And they you know, it was the same thing last year. I mean, we lost some really close games last year, and, you know, things didn't go our way. Nothing lasts forever, man. You know, we won a lot of games up until last year, and you know, some things didn't break our way. But, you know, we're not making any excuses. We're back, and you know, we got a lot of guys back, and you know, we just this group overall wants to kind of carve out their own story, and you know, we're off to a good start, and we'll see how it goes.
And I'm special. I think that's the sign of your program. You guys are 5-5, and nobody's making excuses. I didn't hear one excuse out of over on 252 over there. Nobody's making excuses at Columbia. So the culture that you've created over at Columbia is just fantastic. As someone that, you know, I've watched that from where it was at one point in time and to where you've taken it right now, there's a lot to be said for that. I think you already alluded to this a little bit. You don't have great teams without great senior leaderships, and you're already talking to me about missing them next year. Tell me how they lead. Tell me how they take control of the program for you.
This was we've been talking about instituting a nutrition program for a long, long time, and you know, this just seemed like the right group to do it with. So just something new like that, you know, for these guys to really buy into it and walk around our school's hallways with, you know, garbage bags of food. And, you know, I think their parents are still upset at me because the grocery bills were a lot higher. But just to roll out something like that, have them buy in, and have them teach our young guys how to eat right, you know, is really cool. And, you know, everybody can point to their off season and take attendance in their weight room and do those types of things. But something new and something different like that for them to buy in and really, you know, not just toe in the water it, but really dive into it, I think is really cool. And, you know, they're just a little bit of a different breed. And, you know, we want nothing more as a coaching staff for it to work out for them. And you just get what we were talking about before. I mean, the big buzzword in a lot of sports programs is culture. And you know, a lot of coaches here, this is a great fraternity of people. And, you look at, the Midviews and the Avons, and those are great cultures, man. And even in those great cultures, there's little blips on the radar that you find, it's how you bounce back from that, and it takes great leadership. It takes a group of guys to put their foot in the ground and say, "All right, that was one time. Let's go." And I think that to get back to the last question that you asked is these guys have done that. They've kind of drawn a line and said, "Okay, that's one time. Let's go." So.
Jason, obviously we talk about Brandon Coleman and what his return is going to mean. That being said, you got the quarterback here. So not all on Brandon Coleman. Talk about what that young man brings to your team, not only from that position, but from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah, Jared runs the ball really well. We've done a ton of work in the offseason and in this preseason to fine-tune his work in the passing game. We've got, a bunch of really good receivers back, too. So, he's one of those kind of guys that's he wants the ball, too. He wants to make a difference. He wants to be the reason. That we do well, and you just kind of see the desire in his eyes, and you want that from your quarterback, and we've seen a lot of that already, and with a lot of these guys, it's not glaring mistakes, it's very detail oriented. We're able as a staff to really coach details right now instead of these big picture types of things. So with him, it's the same thing, and he's getting better every day still.
And kind of following up on what Tom said about your program, your team, they're not used to 5-5.
Right.
Now, there were mitigating circumstances. We all understand that. But that being said, in the off season, whether it's the weight room or just, 7-on-7s, whatever, did you sense frustration? Did you sense anger? I mean, how much does that fuel them now?
Yeah, we there's a lot of emotions that I sense. They're embarrassment. There's a lot of tradition there now, and there's a lot of the feeling of we don't want to let people down. The guys that came before us, we don't want to let them down, and I think that for them and for our staff and for me, that's a big thing. We don't want to let the guys down that have helped us build this thing over the years. And I don't know that's what we did. I don't think that's what we did. We played good football. We played really, really hard, and things like I said, they didn't break our way. But, there's a sense of atonement in our program.
Exactly.
I hope like crazy that for these kids that, they can atone.
It happens. So. We're going to let you get back to your party. But you got to bring DJ over. He's next, man.
Yeah.
So, we keep busting up the party over
That's
there.
That's all right, man.
Well, we hope it's a big party down in Columbia this year, man.
Thank you.
Talking to you. Our weekly conversations, man, are just a blast.
And we're going to see you a couple of times. That's cool.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So. You'll see us.
All right.
We won't be strangers, man.
Good deal.
Always good to see
Thanks,
you, man.
Guys.
Thanks for making
Jason,
the long trip.
All right.
Thanks, Jake. Jason Ward, the head football coach at Columbia High School, joining us here